work on it. Let's start from the beginning again. Tato Gobar Yelogavar. The machlok is between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel is Tato Gobar and Rav holds Yelogavar. Trying to analyze some of the major disputes over here. The first major, I think the most important major dispute is between, me and the Chavis Das, and what he calls Kol HaPoskim, we didn't say differently, which is, can there be a Belia in the absence of a temperature of Yatzal Erezbo? I thought the answer was no. And the Chavis Das says the answer is yes. Lo Chilku HaPoskim. I think this ties in to the question, is can there be a Belia without a Bishul? We spoke about this significantly yesterday, we'll come back to it today. Chavis Das says yes, there can be a Belia without a Bishul. And I want to go with the Mahalach, which I think is the, I'll call it the more accepted view, though not by much. We'll see soon. There are many great Gedolim on the other side of the fence. But the more accepted view, Alocha Lamaisa, is that there's no Belia without Bishul. No Belia without Bishul, and there's no Bishul, that's not the letters, that's for sure not. So it can be, by definition, A plus B is C. Right? If there's no Belia without Bishul, and there's no Bishul without the letters, there's no Belia without the letters. It's a zero-sum game, right? It's right there. And therefore, they're not surprised that the Chavis Das is against me twice. He says it's Belia without Bishul. He says it's Belia less than the letters. Everyone follow me? This is the most fundamental of all the issues that we discuss. The most fundamental issue of all, which is, affects everything. Okay. The Chavis Das main thrust, I believe, has a lot of merit, and we will perhaps get to that Megillah Sefer that we started seeing last week. Let's get back to it. And that is, based on what we saw yesterday, Ran and Rashi says something almost identical. If something is on the fire, then there's no discussion. It's ridiculous. It's on the fire. On the fire. There's nothing to talk about. Extend that, according to Chavis Das, to where the Defanos Mechamamos. Defanos Mechamamos, where the hot walls, he says it's in effect an extension of on the fire. And here too, there's no issue of Tatoa versus Elah. Contrary to that, there's Defanos Mekaros, he claims. At least as far as Bishul is concerned, there's also nothing to talk about. So it's cold. What happens? Where are they fighting? No Defanos Mekaros, no Defanos Mechamos. How do you construct your case? Where's them with no walls? He gives two cases. One is Dava Gush, according to those opinions that maintain that Dava Gush, even though it's in a kli, it's not in the pot anymore, it's put there on a plate, still has the status of a kli rishon, famous sheet of the Marashal. So there's no Defanos Mechamos, it's out of the pot. No Defanos Mekaros, because it only hits the pot plate on the bottom, not on all sides, and therefore it's as if there are no walls. That's case number one. Case number two, we have the case of a ladle. You have a ladle, so the ladle's put in and taken out. Now those walls are not neither hot nor cold. Mm-hmm. So therefore, those are the two cases he gives. That's when there's a fight, Elah versus Tato. As we shall see, it's hard to constrict the whole machlokes to this one case. How can it be? This all ties into the Aruch HaShulchan, who says, based on Tosis and Afen Bezim and Alfa Masech HaShabbos, that the whole Machlokes, Elah and Tato is only in a case where they're of equal quantity. But if they're not, then there's nothing to talk about. There's no majority wins. What does that mean, majority wins? So we thought the Chazon Ish was correct. I think even the Aruch HaShulchan even means that. That the majority wins means it all depends in the case that he's giving of two liquids. Is the end product Yatza let us go or not? If it is, then it's Mevashel. If not, it's not Mevashel. I'm just chazering over and over again. I did see quoted, and maybe someone will bring it to me tomorrow in Shir, this I saw in the new Shulchan Aruch, at the Ra'avan. I don't know if the Ra'avan is available on these. You get Ra'avan? I'm not even sure. Let's try it. At the Ra'avan, Ipsachim on the Vayan Vav, and that Sugya seems to sound like the Aruch HaShulchan. That's quite a find. The Ravan is a Rishon. We have no one who's beferish against the Aruch HaShulchan, which we'll see soon. Tomorrow is how we resolve them, I'm sorry. But the Ravan says that way, on Psochim Daf Ayin Vav. If he said it, you can't turn around and tell me that there's a Gemara on that same Daf against the Rabbi. You can say it's against me or some other, you know, individual, Ravan, Rishonim. It can't be against the Gemara upon which he's commenting. So as we have, we'll see if we get the Ravan himself on the fine above. If he in fact says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's going to make it even more important for us to once again review why the Aruch HaShulchan is not against the Gemara that he seems to be against, as we shall see also when we get to the next source. Fine. But I want to discuss one thing first with you. There are two kinds of Iruis. There's Irui we saw yesterday in Tarsus. Irui she nifsakak iluach and lo nifsak. Has everyone followed me so far? Nifsak and lo nifsak. What does lo nifsak mean? It's a steady stream from the pot down to the bottom which it hits. Okay? That's called lo nifsakak iluach. What about Irui she nifsakak iluach? What's it in? Open the Shulchan Aruch, please. Simen Sadi Beis, Siftes. Ravan is spelled Reish Aleph Beis. Is that here?
Reish Aleph Beis.
Yeah, you have it. Amazing. Psochem Ayin Vav. Right there on top.
Psochem. It's not going to give it. It doesn't look like it's going to give me a.
They probably only want a little bit of.
Oh, well. This looks good.
Hold on.
Is this going straight?
This is probably, is it long or maybe it's just a short safer?
I found it. I saw the word somewhere near Tatogover. Let's see. Here we go, Rabosai. We'll find out in a minute. You see in the back? Should I make it bigger? Bigger?
A little bit bigger.
Bigger, yeah.
Settings?
Yeah.
Font size bigger. All right.
Just click settings and that will go away.
Okay. I've saw it all over again now. Oh, come on. Okay, take another second. Chama Tov Tzon, right? Is it we are? Everyone with me so far? Now, I haven't seen this. I always like to be prepared. I don't have a Rabban in my house. I've got to look at the Beis Medrash this morning, so I'm sure they have that. But let's see. The new world of technology. We'll find out in a minute. Are they right when they quote the Aruch HaShulchan like it? We'll see. Basa Cham, Shalom Tov Cholof Cham, Chayot Zibben, Devi Akol, Osir. Tarvayo Debola Upolot. Correct? Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? This is the Ravan! This is not some small person here. He said it beferish, black on white. Black on white. Look at this. Wow. He has a kasher, Rav Osai. From Soch Olam and Zayin, which we saw that quoted yesterday, Mugloshim Agabe Kemach, right? Why did he say Lord Tato? Teritz Hocha, Hocha Rosen Hay, Velo Shani Le Shmuel Ben Nosen Tato Rosen Mechli Ben Shoven Rosen Al Kemach Mekivishin, the Tavaya Mavashli. Look at this! He has everything here, the Ravan. Does that even see quoted? All of our criteria. What did we say at the beginning yesterday? Quantity, what else do we say? The nature of the extreme of the heat, he has that too. I love this Ravan. He is a man with 2 feet on the ground. who deals with the real world. Ah, oh, this is a gold mine. V'chiyama Shmuel tatov gara betzonim v'cham she'en erosayach. Meiridik. That's exactly what the Tosfos Rosh said we liked. How hot it is, but the scientists told me. It's the mass and the extremity of the heat. Is the heat hot to an extreme of roskin? Everyone agrees that roskin is going to win over cold flour. Meiridik. This is better than I thought. Wow. Let's see what else we're going to find there. Look at this. Ushmoma tatogo v'demacham lamata v'chames atzone umavlio lo saga lebeklipa. I hold this together. It's like what I kept saying. Mechamem esatzone. As I said, right? It has to make it hot. Not like the chames das. I thought it's like I wanted to suggest. Yes, I'm sorry.
What does it mean that the cham eno roseach, then what it's going to happen?
It's not boiling. It's not boiling. It's just...
So lettuce?
Yeah, it's a lettuce, obviously.
So, okay.
Right. That's exactly right. Obviously, it's not boiling per se. But it's just... Whoa! Oh, it's not so bad. Did we need you? No, without you. What? Did I press something? Did I do something to deserve this? What did I do? Did I move something? Oh. Come down, man. Mr. Ravan. You see, look on the screen. Everything I said is in the Ravan. I'm not even. Wow. Okay. Where are we? Fine. Klima boy, Bibachutz. Why? Gametzanin es acham she'enu polit. Kaimon to Shmuel to Tov Gavar, Tadikha Posey. Oh, that's it. I rest my case. Yes, both. I think the Ravan is a confirmation of what we said until now. Now, you want to argue with the Ravan, be my guest, but you got to bring in some heavy artillery to fight with the Ravan. You can't just get machavek the Ravan. Now, I would have never known to look here. I have no bakiyas in Ravan, so I don't own the sefer, I told you. But for the new Shulchan Aruch, the old Zvahoga, they said, look at the Ravan. Look at the Ravan Shulchan. Wow. Yes.
Oh,
so now what are we do with the Gemara? The Megillah Sefer has two Gemaras, he says, against the Aruch HaShulchan. He wouldn't have used that Lashon if he was talking about the Ravan. It's not his fault. He didn't know the Ravan. I'm not blaming. Who ever heard of Ravans? We don't listen to what it's not like a safe on everybody's desk. So we go back to the Gemaras. So we'll have to get there. Okay? Having said this, Rebbe Osai, I'm so excited about this, very, very excited. Let's go back to our question of Nifsaka Kiluach. So we saw already in Tosfos yesterday that there's a distinction between Lo Nifsak and Nifsak. Lo Nifsak Kiluach, we say that's Mamish, according to Tosfos, is Iruv's conclusion, but Nifsaka Kiluach is not on the same level. And the logic also makes perfect sense. But if it's Lo Nifsak Kiluach, it's still connected to the top. You have water or having hot stuff in the top, and you're pouring it down. It's one long stream. It's all connected. So of course, we can argue it's like a Kli Rishon, because it's connected to Kli Rishon. Once it goes drip, 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 and it's severed, it's cut. So then, why should we say it's a Kli Rishon? So the question now becomes: once you make a distinction between Nifsak and Lo Nifsak, to what extent is this distinction? I asked you to look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tzadi Beis, Rebbe Osai. I think it was on the Maram Akomas, I believe. Siftes. Let's take a look if you don't mind. Simon Sadi Bays. Siftes. Simon Sadi Bays. Siftes. Ner shel shchelev osu kener shel shava shenotaf mimenu tipo al kli en sarach kiim greda or greira avol chelev mohuta cham shenotaf mimenu tipo al kli sarach agol. They're both what's called nifsaka kiluach. If you look on the Ramah in Siv Zayin, he says nifsaka kiluach is garnished. Let's take a look. Look on Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin. Ramah Siv Zayin. V'kiluach menakdeiro rosachas sheholach al kadeiro tzonenes. It's the third line in the Ramah. Fifth line. Im nifsaka kiluach menakdeiro rosachas kodem shegiya laktonim. Have a namiki cliche, and he stopped right there. There are more paskins klor that Iwish and Nifska Kiluach is like klisheni. And we know very well, this according to the Ramos, Ikapsak, klisheni creates zero blia. Zero blia. Mefurish Ramos, what could be more explicit than that? Black and white in the Ramos. Where did he get it from? We saw yesterday in Shir. Tosfos Gros says Lamed Vav. Tosfos Zvachim Tzadivav Iro. Right, that's a continuation of the long Tosfos that we saw. We saw it, Mamish. We saw it. Okay? And if the Gros even explained it so beautifully, quotes the Yerushalmi, Ma'olaris Namakiluach. Tosfos says in Shabbos Memamid Beis. Hatam the klisheni ain't a mavashal mishum the holech u miskarer. Mashen kain be ain a kiluach nifsak. That tipa ashnia ain't a manachas lerishon al iskarer. That's all. Yeah. It's all quoted from the Tshuva Sedeshin. Even though it rolls along a cold surface, so too in the Gemara and Shabbos, that Memem Mebeis that we saw, it was from its Memechami Tveria, it was going along the sides and into a hole in the ground. This is a Gerok quote, it's all from Trumas Hadesh and Simim, Kuf, Pei, Aleph. Ad Kan Rabosai. The Gilyan Marashor jumps already and says, Roseach al Yedei Ha'ur Mamish, Lo Yedei Kedera, Gabi Nifsu Gaki Luach Osa Kulo, Ayin Shach Sofa Simim. That's Siv Tes, we just read. Shach Siv Kotin Lamed Ches, and Tzadi Beis. Ner is a kreuzel, shu dolek mechele mehutach, have a roseach mit machmas o'ur, have a chele mehutach roseach b'kdeira, shenita b'kdeira al tzileish, dai b'greida, lochosh et iru kem v'shnit pasuk ha-kiluach, uchid el siv zayin, tshumas ha-deshen, not a tshumas ha-deshen, kufayin vav this time. Rabosai, how do you know it's true? How do you know it's true? Who said so? He just said it. Tshumas Hadesh, take me on faith. The source of the Tshumas Hadesh in Rabosai is a Tosfos. Daf Ches. Take a look. Ches of an Alf. Ches of an Alf. Keep your Shulchan Aruch open, but look at me while Ches of an Alf. Ches of an Alf. The bottom Tosfos. I cash something this way, and you cash something that way. Not going into the entire discussion, which is very, very significant, but not exactly for now. But the end of the Tosfos talks about various sakinim. Why? Shederech over kochavim, by 10 lines up, litakein bohem ner shadolek bohem chelev. Okay. And therefore, Rabosai, what does it mean? For this reason, it says, this kind of a knife, not enough hagola, requires libun. It requires libun. Okay, what does that mean? That means that the candle, which is on a fire, is considered aloesh, not the equivalent of in a pot, but considered aloesh on that basis. Take a look at the gro now, Rabosai. The gro, bira gro. Sim and Sadi Beis at the end. Sivkot Mem Gimel. Hachelev notev ayde ho'ur atzmo. There's no, it's not coming out of a pot. It's coming straight off the fire. B'chai gavna af behefse kiluach eina miskareres kolkach. V'yoseres k'mo iru iklirishin. V'nirali ra'el advarov. No, this is what the Trumas Hadeshin said. He said it based on the Tosis on the Avches. That is a source, Rabbi Osai, it's important to know the sources. That's the source of the Truma Sadesh. Based on the Tosis and Masech Techulim, the Avches Amud Aleph. But the Gror, Rabbi Osai, brings his own independent Raya, which is not the Raya that the Truma Sadeshin brought. And that's, keep that in mind, it's not the Raya. So the Gra, in Mem Gimel, the Gra says, V'nira li Raya l'dvara mimada parech beperekei tzatzon dafayin vav. Tanan, notaf meirote v'chule, v'saka daitach becheres tzonenes, v'yafal gav de nipposaka kiluach. Rabosai, the case in Psochem Ayin Vav is Pasak HaKiluach. How do you know? See soon. What'd you say? That's right, I like that. The word Nata, what does Nata mean? Drip. Drip, 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 drip. We'll see soon what Tosfos says. The Kasi Trumas Hadeshen, the Chai Gavne, Nikot HaShmish HaDeor, Tosfos Perek Av, the Chul Nav, Chesam and Aleph. As we just saw it. So he brings the Torah of Hashem's Raya, brings his own Raya. Of course, the question is, if his Raya is so good, why didn't the Truma Sadeshin bring that Raya? That's the problem. If the Raya is so good, how can the Truma Sadeshin didn't bring it? That's an interesting question. Oh. I have to tell you, we have to go back to what we saw yesterday in Shir. Now you're getting a little bit... this is a fine. I can't get over this, Ravan. Whoa. But we have to now... Sorry, take leave of this Ravan for the moment. But what a... It's amazing. Let's now... We're going to look now... I don't get out over here. Can I get out? Right? I hope so. Can I get out of things? Go to Gemara. Get out of this way? Yeah. See if it spells out. Yeah. You told me yesterday. My memory is poor, but not that bad. Where's Zvachim? Right there, Zvachim. On Sadi Vav. Sadi Vav. Where am I? Oh, what happened? We saw this yesterday, but I want to show it to you again. Good. Okay. Rabosai, this is a very important Tosis. We saw this already yesterday. We want to know, Rabosai, like this. The Im Ayinu Mefarshim, the Iruk Klivishim Legamrei, Umavasha Yosem Mikdei Klipa. This is a, we saw in Tosis and Shabbos three opinions. Rashbam says it's klisheni. The Rabbeinu Tam, his brother, said it's klirishin. And Tosfos himself, the neutral referee, makes a compromise in these two warring brothers. What did he say? Mevashel, how much? Rabbeinu said, come on, how much? They klip. But the Rabbeinu Tam himself is quoted as saying mevashel bakulo. Here it's anonymous. Im ayinu mefarshim. We could say it that way. Yeah. U'maydam ha'shmuel de'eino mevashel el b'chdei klipo. Zedavka b'shnei dvorim yaveshim shenogin zebazeh. Then what? It's because they klipa. But if it's liquid, then it's b'vashem b'kulo, because it keeps coming out. There's more and more pressure from the top. Vafilu b'davalach, catch us now, go notaf meirot v'ol asoles she'oso rotav eno kamo iwa. You know why? Sharei nifsika. Tosa said, if you learn that Iru is Mevashel Bakulo, you have to reinterpret the Gemara and Afayin Vav, it's talking about Iru Shenifsa. They don't say it based on, as the way you said and I thought, based on the text, Notaf means a drip. They say it, according to the Mandamar, that Iru is Mevashel Bakulo, so this must be limited to what kind of a case? Iru Shenifsa. Because the Gemara talks about only a klipa. I thought, as you did, that the very word nataf indicates that. You don't have to come, and you can say that even according to the way we pass in the halacha, that what? That even shalom nifsak is only bevashal kedei klipa. Still from the expression, not that I would have said. Okay, Rabbi, say it with me so far. Having said this, let us now have the following chakira. Iwi shenifsak akiluach. Please listen carefully. What's the halacha of iwi shenifsak akiluach, which comes from a food which is on the fire without a pot? That's Tzadi Bey's Siftes. We just saw it creates a blia. Now, Gemara Ayin Vav, according to Shitas HaGra. What about Bishul? I'm asking Halacha L'Maiser. I'm serious. A serious Shaila. I want to make tea. You know what I'll do? I'll do an Iwa Shinifsik HaKiluach. Tea is a bad example because tea is cooking in a Kli Shlishi, I told you yesterday. But some other food that is normally cooked only in a Kli Rishon or Irud. What I'll do is I'll go drip, drip, you know, I'll make sure that I'll take the pot, you know, 5 feet up, and I'll give out a spritz, and I'll make sure that I will stop pouring before it hits the food. What do you say? Is it mavasho or not mavasho? It's mavliach de klipa. Is it mavasho or is it not mavasho? Rabbi said, the Chavos Das said, is only Bishul by the Fanas Mechamamas. Asked the Chavos Das against himself, what about Iru Mikli Rishin? What did he answer? So yesterday, what did he answer? It's all connected. It's one long flow. But Iru Rishin Nifsak is not one long flow. It's drip, drip. So maybe we should say, even though there's a Bliya, there's no Bishul. Maybe there's no Bishul. Or maybe we should make the following comment. The only time not being connected to Defanos Mechamavos is when there were Defanos Mechamavos. And now you severed yourself from those Defanos Mechamavos. That cannot create any Bishul. Over here, it's directly on the fire. There never were Defanos Mechamavos. If there never were Defanos Mechamavos, the lack of them is not considered to be a chisaron. Look, if you have a piece of meat, you hold it like this. And obviously, it's going to cook right then and there. Where's the Fanas Mechamas? You don't need it. Maybe you don't need it, even if it's going to drip down from it. It's not clear to me, according to this opinion we see over here, that Iwish and Nisika Kiluak from a piece of meat that's directly held on the fire with no pot, that creates a Blia. Would it create Bishul or not? I do not know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know. Why didn't the Truma Sadeshin prove his point from Pesachim Ayin Vav? Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara quotes the Mefurash Gemara. Why didn't he quote that Gemara? Sir Rabosai, I hope you all have the Gemara still in your with you. We made copies before. Maybe what he holds is this Raya, which the Gemara brings, is only a raya from a Hava Mina. Right? Look, read the Gemara. The Gemara said, the Salka Daitach Becheres Tzonenes. Aha! Maybe you could say, you can't bring many rayas from a Salka Daitach. The Maskonis HaGemara, that's Cheres Chama, this would not necessarily be true anymore. That's one possibility. Possibility number two. Maybe it's only a raya, Rabosai, in the case of Rav. That Rav holds Ilah Gobar. So if it's Ilah Gobar, then it is correct. If you hold Tato Gobar, that's different. There's two possible ways, at least possibilities, in order to distinguish between the Gemara and Pesachim Ayin Vav, either because it goes to Mandama Ilah Gobar, or it goes, the Havamina, Tzonenes, Lemaskana, it's Cham, Lemaskana, we pass like Shmuel, it goes two go together. Maybe this is no longer correct. Maybe it's no longer correct. What? That even Hefzik Kiluach is going to be a problem in the case of coming straight off the fire without a pot in between. Maybe. That's why Shimon Tzadik didn't bring a rye from his Gemara. Only brought a rye from a Tosfos. Zochin Sadevol, but they made it different days. Oh. So now, Rabbosai, I think we should go back. We should go back to analyze a number of very, very important matters. You may recall we had seen a sefer called the Megillas Sefer. Megillas Sefer. I think we should. How do you get me? Under what is that? Binyamin. Where do you find Svara? Under what would you find it? Oh, it's Hebrew books. Oh, it's a whole different. I don't know how to do this. Hebrew books. That's already beyond my my talent for the moment.
What exactly
do you want? Who had it last week? You didn't get it from last week. Someone else did.
I got it.
Where'd you get it from? Hebrew books.
Yeah.
Was it? Where was it? Hebrew books. Who remembers?
Yeah.
You have to teach. I want to learn. I can't. I don't. I can't really. Yeah. Let's see how we get this one.
Hebrewbooks.org.
Hebrewbooks.org. Mem Gimel Yud. Lamed Sof. Skip. Space. Samel Feresh. How can I ever put to the typewriter that the keyboard goes in the set of the Aleph Beis of the ABC? It'd be so much easier for you to do so.
They don't have stickers over here. I mean, I could, but.
No, I'm saying, but in general, why typewriters all kinds of funny orders? Just go in any order, everyone's.
The ones that you use the most are usually.
I know. I'm just being whimsical because you were printing it straight in alphabetical order. And I can't do that.
Okay, this is it.
That's it. How'd you get it? you just go on your books, type a name and save, and it comes up. Page 38.
Well, last time we did.
Yeah, 38. That's what it was.
Oh,
it was 20, which is really 38. Right. Good. Rabosai, this is the holy Hussein we spoke about last week. You left it for almost a week now. It's time to come back. Of course, most of us are much smarter now than we were then, I hope. Spent a lot much more time on the sugya. Rabosai, this is a sugya. But finally, how should I say, we're sticking our teeth into the sugya. This is an important sugya. Okay? Very important. Let's see where we're up to. I forgot. Right, it started in this page. Okay, we'll go to next. Who's next? Plus?
No.
Is it?
Higher up.
To the right?
Left.
See the number 38?
38, yeah. Right, next. Left. 39. Okay. After the Aruch HaShulchan, he thought was wrong twice. He didn't know about the Ravan. He says, "Ain't a mash beklal." Rabbi say, "I'm speaking now much different than I spoke to my esteemed colleague Lasevah than I spoke to last week. Last week I spoke with him with trepidation. Now I come with the Ravan. Who do you have? I have the Ravan on my side. Who do you have?" If that was against the Gemara, you can't do that anymore. I have a Ravan. Eyes against the Gemara, you think? We'll have to give a tarot to break our heads. You can't just push aside once you have a Ravan on your hand. And you can't do it anymore. Okay. Start with the Gemara. Then what do? Rav. Socha l'kom and pesach b'shem and shal truma masbik liklof da shem and tzonem hu ilah the gover al kom and pesach. Right, a nigger, there. Says he has two kashas. Then he has the kasha from Nothing Real. We don't know the answer yet, Rabosai. But I can tell you one thing, with confidence, there is an answer. Till now, I didn't have such confidence. Now I have 100 an imam and bemuna shalema. There's an answer to these questions. Because the Ravan can't make a mistake. It's impossible. And he's going on that Gemara. He said he forgot. Chas v'shalom, he should forget a Gemara. He's commenting on that daf. Obviously, he had something in his mind that I wish he would have told us. I wish the Rabbi could afford some more ink and explain to us why these questions are no questions. But you know, that's just the way it is. He probably assumed, guys, it's pushed why. It's obvious anyone has any. We're not. We Miss Now you read us, we don't know anything. We don't know why. But obviously, he knew why. Just wanted to share these questions again. Then he quotes the Tosfos HaRosh. He spoke about last time. See, you notice, I'll just prove it to you. to the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, it's impossible. Docha Gadol, he pushes him aside, it's garnished. Comes to a Rishon, look what he writes. Dvarav HaKadoshim Tzrichim Talmud. All of a sudden, he changes his tune appropriately. Well, what would you say about the Ravan who lived generations before the Rosh? Dvarav HaKodesh Kadoshim Tzrichim Talmud. You just can't push things away like this. It's coming from 900 years ago. I Ravan was. When did Ravan live? Certainly before the Rosh. For sure. The Rosh quotes the Ravan and his grandson and the Rosh generations after the Ravan. So if he quotes it, this is the Rav HaKadosh of Kavachoma, the words of the Ravan. He's discussing about Misarvim, not Misarvim. I don't want to go into every last prat to prat right now. And he quotes that Tosis, this is the last time already. Tosis doesn't ask the Kash of the Rosh, he doesn't agree with him. Fine. This is all we saw until now. Okay. His questions are his questions, but you know, all right, there has to be an answer. The truth is, I'm not convinced that he's even correct. Let's read again. Tosman Beis, maybe like Tosman Rosh, to be Misarvim Ein Machlokes Imi Lo Govar Tato Govar. Och in the fees there, Hoyot Srichen Lahamshich Lahakris Mimechem Shepino. Moshe Hikshu tells us a rush. With the Hikshu came, Mash Maktas, Shain Kavanosom, Loze. You know what I would say? Tosis. Well, may hold that Rav disagrees with the Gemara and Fem Aleph and Aleph. Tosis in Membeis and Shabbos is work trying to make sure that Rav's not against the Brisa on that Membeis. But he could be against an Amora on that Fem Aleph. No. So why not? That's why Tosfos didn't ask the Kash. Not necessarily because of what the Megillah Sefer is saying. He didn't ask the Kash. There's another reason why he didn't ask the Kash. Okay, so I think in which the best way to handle this situation, Rabbi Osai, is to proceed from the Kash which he asks. Let's see where it is. Yes, a kash. The vidvarav nimtza the masha poshul begemara the klirishin bevashel men dvarav sheinem misarvin yeh bezem achlokes ben rabbi shmuel and shmuel bevashel is kulo ulurav rakadei klipa bezem nirem bechudish lo makein. Okay, the rush is enough a primary source he can make up the chiddush, but it's kash from the gemara. The rush cannot. On both sides, the rush cannot go against the gemara. I repeat, the rush cannot go against the gemara. What gemara? Gamesh lahoyer al kach, mashab Rebbe Oser. Did we see this on the screen? I think we did. Lo says pach shel shemen mitoch ambati shel chamei teveria. Did we see that? We didn't see that. I think so. Memem mebeis. That's the gemara shma min atin jenem avash. We saw yesterday, right? Vahare ovi hakli hu yosem mikdei klipa. Bnim sa shal shemen bifnim enem es bashel libu derav. Who mutalo says beklirishin beofen gazer shesh davachotzeitz? But din yisporish rakalib the shmuel the tatar gavar umispashal kulo v'zel dochech lahamid hadin rakalib the shmuel. The Rosh might say, "What's the big dochach? We pass like shmuel. We pass like shmuel. We pass like shmuel. We pass like shmuel." Then he says, "Oh, shuveruni b'chazanish," and he says a distinction between tatot tzonein, daliba de Shmuel, einenu misbashel klal mehayilo. You what's going on? No bishul at all. Mashenke b'tatot cham, doilo atzonein misbashel to deklipa liba de Rav. Kevon, who has this? Who? Who came to me with this question today in the base medrash? Kevon, the hacham bimkomo omeid, the yesh lo gam koach levashel, the afra ben shmul yodim bezer ben etam. Who came to me with this medrash? Asked me about mkomo omeid versus heat rises. Who came to me?
No one is willing to admit it anymore. Someone came to me with a shayla. I remember, yeah, that's not dreaming. Somebody in this room came to Beis Medrash to me this morning and asked me, is Tatar Gova because the Tatar, the heat rises? Or is Tatar Gova because it stays in one place? Another thing is moving. Yeah. We'll see later. I think it's a machlokas between the Rashba and Yisra Beheta. I thought I'd look it up. I'll look it up. That's what I came up with. We'll see. So it says the Chazanish like this. A very interesting point the Chazanish is making. Tato Gova has two things going for it. Number one, it's Bimkoma Omeit. Number two, heat rises. You with me? Has two things going for it. So Tato is really, really Gova. Really, really Gova. Really, really Gova. And it's not mispashal at all from the Ilo. What's going on? As opposed to Tato Cham. And he Lord Sonein, according to Rav, then it will be mispashal. I, what happened to Ilah Govar? Well, look, Ilah has some kind of Mila, but Tato is a different Mila. What's that? Chamim Koma Omit. So it's one against one. He sinks, not rises, whatever he thought. But it's the other Chamim Koma Omit. V'yeshal Gam Koch Levashal Afar Ben Shmuel Yodim Bezeler Ben Tam. According to that opinion. This is a chiddush nifla of the Chazanish. Sounds like he holds it in Tosos or Rosh. Even according, let's read together. Dibi Chazanish mashma, shegam hu nochak in Tosos or Rosh, to the fi rav klirishin mevashal as anita in the socho, rak bishir shukadei klipa? Wow. We thought it was a wacko chiddush of the Tosos or Rosh, hard to attribute it to him. Chazanish without a Tosos or Rosh, said it on his own. Even according to the Rashbam, that Irui is not Mavashal at all according to Shmuel, but according to Rav, when it be Tato Cham, the Ilah Tzonein will cause a Bishul of Kedei Klipa. Well, now what about the first Kasha? How can the Gemara be only according to Shmuel? Why can't it be? You say, a Tana against Rav? Ha! Rav. Rav Tana Upolig. Rav is already arguing with two Bryces Mefurish in Shabbos and Beis and Alf. Right? So what do you worry about Rebbe? I have two Stam Bryces against me also. That doesn't bother me. Or I have another answer, Abosa. I have another answer. And this is a very sophisticated answer. The case in Shabbos that Mem and Beis is Chame Tveria. Okay? Chame Tveria. You mean to tell me the Rav holds Ilah Govar will say does not cook more than a klipa's worth? Against the Gemara about the jug? Can I suggest something radical? Who's ever been in Tveria? I need to know this very importantly. Who's ever been in Tveria? Who's ever visited the hot springs of Tveria? You visited them? Did you go there with your shoes or without your shoes? It's like you went like near the beach, took your shoes off or not? I don't remember. Then you won't remember the next question. Is the ground cold or is the ground hot? Hot springs are, you saw what the Gemara says in Shabbos, you saw it once, did we not? Maybe we didn't show it. I think I showed it to you. Is it from Toldos Chama or is it what? Didn't see that Gemara?
Fire of Gehenna.
Right, Fire of Gehenna. I thought I showed it to you, maybe I didn't. It's a famous Gemara. In Masechta, Shabbos, Lamed Tesla, and Av, I believe. Eshel Gehenna? What does that mean? Eshel Gehenna? What I think it means is geothermic heat. Heat at the core of the earth. And that, according to certain authorities, that's considered to be, that's fire on earth. Can't compare it to the fire. The sun is told. Here it's fire. It's the same earth that you and I walk on. That's why I understood that Gemara. But it could be that if the earth at that point is right near the hot springs of Tveria, what that means is the earth, Rabbi Yossi, if you take off your shoes and walk in your backyard in your house, is the ground hot or cold? Cold. What happened to the geothermic heat? The answer is, there are enough layers that are blocking, and that's what it's not, nothing gets through. But if you're near a geyser, a hot spring, or whatever you want to call it, Chamei Tveria, obviously there's some heat coming up, and therefore the same way as it reaches a peak of heat, it's very, very hot water comes out, too hot to touch, from that hole in the ground of the hot spring, but the whole ground nearby is somewhat hot. That's the way I wanted to suggest. Now, Rabosai, having said all this, we still haven't answered the Gemara Ayin Vav. I ask you, please, have patience. I have an answer. Normally, I would be able to let chicken to tell it to you, but now I have the Ravana, my son. So if you don't like my answer, I'll come with your own answer. So if we don't get to it today, which we very likely will not, we're starting out part two of today's Shia, but we're likely not going to get to that answer. Maybe we will. If we don't, you have till tomorrow to tell me your answer. Now that there's a Ravan, there has to be an answer. Let's keep going. Od yesh bezeh dvarim liyad Yehuda kan, uledaito madikli rishon mevashel lemandoma ilo gova. You're not going to believe this now. Kol zeh harchoka. Midrabanon, do you believe this? The chmira b'shabes hachamura. Hear what's going on? The whole klirish, the whole klirishin according to Rav is midrabanon. We should say the law gavah. The law is cold. Well, he has a great raya. This you know the raya from yesterday. Uchein hashem avur b'yerushalmi. We saw yesterday inside. Shekol adin shel klirishin nu archoka midrabanon. How do you like that? Amazing chiddush of the Sefer Yad Yehuda. Amazing. And if Ur is Mahalach Tachtov, of course, Rav agrees. That's the Gemara, the Rambam saw yesterday. It's Aleish. No problem. Fascinating. Isaac Gemara Fakert. Umasha Matsida, the Gemara Lamilches, and Gilgal Mebetza, Betzad Amechem, Chayav Chattas. Haide Mishum, the Betzi Mikale Habishul. Uchemavua Sham, the Gabi Melia, Chayosh, the Kulis Ispinin. I told you yesterday, tea. Tea is normally made in the Klishlishi, so you did Chayav in the Klishlishi. Same with an egg. Kale Habishul. Avol tavlin she'osu l'seis b'kli rishin hu harchoka b'derabonon hu l'gabe isr v'heter lo gozru u'mutter afilu b'derabonon ad kan torev dvorov. It's a chumah by Bishul, Rabbonon, harchoka, and they never said it when it comes to Belia. What an incredible, incredible chiddush. Yes?
I'm not exactly clear. Want the taste, but you don't need the heat to get to the taste. You can have a cold brew where you just leave it in the water. So
true.
The fact that you have hot water has nothing to do with there actually being any bishul. So Rebbe was saying that tea is of the Kali Abishal and its people are Mabashalit and Lishlishi, but it's not necessarily because it's actually being bishul, it's because they want the taste. The taste comes out with heat, it also comes out with cold. They just also want the hotter water.
What did you say? Wow. Dynamite. Dynamite. He's saying we shouldn't view tea as Kali Abishal because people prepare it in a klishlishi. People are not, if someone would eat the tea bag after it was put into a klishlishi, then I'd be right. You eat the cooked tea bag. Tea bag goes to the garbage. A point well taken. Got to process it a little bit. It's a very good point. Let me process it a little bit. Okay, good. Shkoyach? Very, very good. Very good. Okay. So now that he doesn't like this either, from Elohei Mechudoshim, lo mar yedinshit the klirishin v'vashi in the reis to madama tato govar, the rabbon atoi lo govar, that we yesh kamen af kemines men the reis to rabbon v'hayahu yutzrichel the forash lono kadova kazeh. What is he like? You're not going to believe what he likes. Mashenira the derech ha-mechuveres ben amuk zeh ki dagash alachav ez das. Tzadi beiz Chav Zayin Rabosai, but we never saw this. Am I correct? We saw Chavas Das Sadi Aleph Hey. This we never saw. So let's turn before we see in his in second, forgive the expression, in the Klisheni, in the Megillah Sefer, let's look at the Klirishon. Everyone open up your Chavas Das Sadi Beis Chav Zayin. A good chunk is going to be repetitive. So we saw in Sadi Aleph Hey. But let's take a look. The words of the Chavas Das, even if it's just repeated directly, is worth seeing twice. Such a goyin olam. Here we go. Sadi Beis Chof Zayin. Everybody have? I'm skipping the first 15 lines. Oh. Let me start over here. I'm starting from keep going higher and higher now. I wanted to skip all that. Not working over here. You know what? Let's start from the beginning. I keep trying to skip and I see it doesn't work. Okay. I'm reading as follows. Devadai, about the third line, fifth line. Devadai calls manchelon iskara me'atato l'shmuel o'me'elo l'rav adayin shem klirishin olav v'yesh bo koach l'haftur l'avliya shemochi nesa gam zvuv. That's in the case of a fly in the ladle. Uvahamodina, shekol shahotzio im machal mikli rishin, v'lo hamido al davar tzone, shelo niskarer adayin mishim davar. Ladle is neither hot nor cold. Shebevada yesh koach bo lahaflit ulahavliya. It can either absorb, or it could extract. Avol inen shi yochol lahagil im kli kazeh. No. Nira de Nerashor Lahagil. Linyan Hagola binan Sheedafka de Irush Lonifska Kiluak Miklivishan Shedafnosa Hukmibor. Tois Daf men. Sheeshba Koch Lavashim. Uklize im Amaim Shibisoko Ein Lorak din Irui Shenifska Kiluak, this ladle. Taklize Shin is Bashal Miklivishan im Amaim Shibisoko Dino Kishak Posavat Somas Shin is Bashal Miklivishan Shekisho Keshekisha. Hotziem und es sonnema da vertsonem yesh lemdin iwish and nifska kiluach lerama the mahefesh yesh ben kli o etzem shen is basha be kli rishon we put it down it's called nifsa the aflo harashal shaviyo atas tadidal yudal vashach kufeh ches what is he old? The famous rashal the dovogush Yesh lo din kli rishon kevin she'en lo defanos ha'makaros. It only touches in one place in the bottom. Mikol makom, this is his famous piece. Modehu de'ena mevashel. Here is this Chavas Das for the fifth time. Don't equate bli and bishul. The mashal's chumro by gush is only by bli and not by bishul. Kedemuchach me'isve v'het aruch klal amedvav din zayin. So the minchas Yaakov toras chadas klal samachav memhei. Me'achash en lo defanos ha'makamamos. Ken hochanami, nay the mavli or maflid, the komakom vareinu mevashel. This is the ladle, it's like a double gush. I the taz is the finest mechamamos shrei hukmu bebishel and a woman klal. Tosis explains why is klirishon an issue? Because the final also of hukmu beor. Zevada the dolphin shehukmu beor that we told us or then a miskar lomi tatol the shulam elo the raf. Well, the Mevashah calls Machias a lettuce bow. The Gilgal Beitza Gabi Dava Shuchan Be'ur Chayav Afilu L'Rav one Shabbos. Saw it before. Mashen Kein Dava Shuchan Be'bishul Tov Kli Rishon Vareh De Miskara Mitato Afilu Kli Shin Ispashal Be'Kli Rishon Teda To Kli Eino Mekabel Chom Kol Kach Be'Kli Rishon Kit Shad Dvorim Amis Bashlim. That a metal will receive less than a food,
The kli shemotzio v'reikon me'abishul shuv einam avliya maflut klal, as the Taz says, u'shadvarim gushim afilu motziyim reikon yesh lem din kli rishin l'rashal. For kodem shunchu al tzonei, Rabbi also, while it's still flying in the air, l'chuli alma mavlinu maflitin. When it hits the ground, machlokas t'marashal n'ramon. When it's in the air, for sure, kavachomer advarim shimshar davar gush hamisbashel eino mevashel kshotzio mikli rishin kol shegein kli vaday lo odif me'amayim shebesocho shayodan magzik hakli chom v'yesh lamayim hakli kshenof malayze davar tzonein din irish nifzik hakiluach kevin shenifzik hakiluach me'akli rishin shedofnos hafuch meba'or. So far, so good. I guess skip a little bit. No. We can't skip anything. So far, we're just saying, here comes the main point that we was referred to earlier. Now we start from scratch. Gam ha-shehevi raya mi-hod ha-shabbos to-osu litin ha-shemen b'toch kli shenotol mayim b'toch kli arish nirla raya v'niyesh lehovin v'divya ha-toys ha-shabbos av-men. We saw this already before. Maish no kli rishin mi kli sheni v'tirtzu the kli rishin v'tokhshin dafnos av hukmi v'or mashek and kli sheni sheish lo defanas av makaros l'chora diyukim v'shem v'tosu sasriya hadodi ka be kli rishin kos v'davka v'shem sheish defanas shal hukmi v'or v'am v'ashel mash med adobah she'en lo defanas v'chamavos av she'en lo gamka defanas makaros ein lo v'ashel as the Minchas Yaakov in the Torah Schatis said dobe gush ein am avashel mitam ein lo defanas mechamamos av shagamke ein lo defanas hamakaros. This is what the Minchas Yaakov said, and the Chavos Das endorses that position. Psst. It's against the Mogen Avraham. Shh, it's letting it up. It's against the Mogen Avraham. Rabbi says dobe gush not only is the Vriyat even avashel. You know that from the Shabbos. Rabbi say who ever learned the Shabbos in his life about Bishul? Who ever learned to raise your hand ever in your life? Were you taught it should be machmer dobe gush? That bishul Shabbos, it's against Chavos Das, because the Mogen is against Chavos Das. Shh, fine. V'gam klisheni kos v'gam klisheni kos v'atam dein mevashel v'shem d'yeshem defanas ha-mekaros mashmer kol shen defanas ha-mekaros mevashel. That's a contradiction we said before, but neither hot nor cold. V'nir v'kavanos, look what he says. V'al kochok lo koi kushyosom l'shmuel tomet ha-togova. Why? To the shmuel ha-chilik mevur the klisheni kvar niskar mitato, and klirishin is not. Rakush Yosef Mualiba the Rav, amazing Chavos Das. The stam kash of Tos and Shabbos of Mem, was them think klirishin and klisheni must go according to the Rav. According to Shmuel is an obvious distinction. Klisheni is a cold in the bottom. Rabbi say on the bottom cold doesn't mean ice cold. It's less. It's not a klirishin. It's an obvious distinction. Valiba the Rav a kushy betray anpi the double kasha according to Rav. One, a klirishin kosher. The lama mevashal anita mesocho hoy elyon anita mesocho utzone ulravi lo gova. Va klisheni kosher. Lama ena mevashal kshalach mikli sheni altzone kevan the lo niskare l'rav lo kshenit and mei karl to klisheni because a lo gova lo achshav. This is Tosa's double whammy kasha. This is a brilliant analysis. You know why? We saw it in the Ran and the Rashi. Was on the fire, not the clock as he lost at all. Oh. Well, the cliche, he costs what time then a mavashal. After that at all, the Rav, Mishim Shiesto, the Fanas and Makaros. The Dover Shiesto, Chiluk, Bank Shayan Tonin, or Tatan Tonin, who are Korchok with Dover, Shane or Low, the Fanas and Makaros, or the Fanas and Makaros. Could get on two examples. Ibuish and Nipsak, Akiluach, Altsone the Mavashal the Rav. See what's going on? He says it's Mavashal the Rav. Oh, Dava Gush Vichayotebo. Oz Yeshchiluk the Rav Shelor Roseg Mavashal Shelor Tone the Mavashal. Period. Kain Hachinam Lidi Dan the Karmelon Kishmul the Togova Yeshlomar. V'davash ein lo lo defanas ha-mechavos. V'lo ha-mekaros. Kagon. Kli shotzio imayim kshuhu hatato. We call that a ladle. V'davar acha nitlan l'socho. Mevashel. Why? Kevad lo niskar b'shun pan. This is tato agava. Mash ein ken kshemar mimenu al tzonein. Shatachton tzonein. Ein mevashel. Why? Kidin shar iruisha nifsak. Hakiluach. V'ha the iruish shlo nifsek hakiluach mevashel kadei kli. You know why? Hu mitam shakiluach mekushar batfanas hukmo ba'or. I told you a minute ago. Moshe katsu apolski. Avok she'en lo shum kishur him dofan shukmo ba'or v'aray de'en a mevashel klal. By case of nifsek, I asked my shalom from a few minutes ago. I asked you. Tosu said, if nifsek hakiluach, a distinction between, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shach, and the Trumas Hadesh, and the Geruah. It came from a pot, or came from something which was directly on the fire. I asked you, Shaila, what about Bishul? Would it be considered Bishul? Maybe, since it never started off with Tfanas Mechamamos, you don't need Tfanas Mechamamos. That's what I discussed before. I didn't want to stop here for the moment. We read a lot. Now I go back to the Megillah Sefer. Okay, Rabbos, there's a little bit of a chazar. Look. It's a third chazar. He quotes it again. A third chazar. Look again. Tosfos says, Akasha, Yichol Natas, Libet the Shmuel, Achilik Borer, the Kli Rishon, Atato, Cham, Umevash, Lilo, Kli Sheni, Shakli Yotzonin, Vigobal, Acham, Anitin, Atoko, Umetzano. Sarach lo mashuk kachos was the rav a lo gobar should have been fakert klibish ainu mevashel ilo tona and in the klisheni should be mevashel because it's right you pour on top of a klisheni yeah Tosfos answers klibishin on the fire no matter what but klisheni as cold walls is not mevashel what's the chavos das interpret when the chavos no machlokas Rav and Shmuel, certainly it wins, right? Klisheni mekam et tzanos no machlokas, they certainly win. The machlokas is only what kind of funny cases? What? Those cases, neither hot nor cold. What are the cases? Hatzira poshut, iru yishol cham letok tzonein. You're pouring hot into cold. Shacham kfar yotze midofen akli. What I called yesterday? Flying through the air at the greatest of ease. It's in the middle. It's in the air. Valrega ho iwi nechlu rabbi shmuel ayim ilo gover o tato gover. Av sha'acha she'lo yonuach b'kli yigbur olav hatfanas ha-metzam notz v'yeh din ha-kitzone. Mikol makom b'rega ha-iru ikonash in itztanein sova rabbi shal yon gover shmuel tato gover. Gavaldik. So far, so good, Rabbos. Is everyone following carefully? Now we're going to run into a major problem with this shot. Ava b'gemora mavur, shenechleku, Rav and Shmuel, gam b'tzon l'tocham, mefur shegemora. Nu, what are you going to do with that? Kosa chavaz das, shemeduber b'ofen, shena d'fanas chachamos, v'gom b'dobo gush. Nasa sov shedino keklirishim. The nechshav she'enu defanas hamaktanos, u'mikol me'enu gam defanas hamachamos. Then Rav Shmuel, gam hashkachas lo b'dover cham shotziu also mikli rishna de matzeket. What's a matzeket in modern Hebrew? Who knows? A ladle. Shadas chavas das shom the nechshav mikli rishna avol enu defanas hamachamos avlo omer al ur. Period. Here's another case. Does the beginner say? Hashkachas lo v'yidas hamarshal. Quoted by the Taz, Kufay Dalit, Hasover, the Klisheni, Avshe Enem Mevashel, Yeshlo Koach, Lahavlia, Lahaflit,
The Marshal says so. I told you before, the Rashba says that way, not just the Marshal. And you know who else says that?
Well,
I'll give it away. Yeah. The klisheni avshin mevashen shekoch lavdil lahaflid. Uledato atfanas ametzananot sheish the klisheni. Poalos rak levatul bimedo as koach abishul. Avalo as koach lavdil lavliya. Lavdil lahaflid. Gambezei machlokas rabbi Shmuel. Im nafal tzonot ocham shem beklisheni. Im ilo agover wat atogover vabliya. The problem is, kol zed bechuk. Lahamid kein besukas agamara. Shere dibru al basur tzonein. Shenafal ato cholav roseach. Bacholav eino dover gush. Vagam lo mashmah shem beduvog bacholav hanimtze b'matzeket. O beklisheni kod de marshal. The bepashtus meduber al basa shenafal atol cholav cham shesiru me'ayesh. It's a clear reason. So the Megillah Sefer is saying that the Chavos Das is in trouble, because although he gave a beautiful answer, it's a dochak to establish the Gemara in those few cases. So he gives a fourth case, not gush and ladle of the Chavos Das, not klisheni of the Marshal, but yet a fourth case. What's his case? Listen to this now. Watch this. V'nir aloma, there is a mefurish b'gemara b'shabbos. The mutter, where is it?
Right there.
Here we are. Just a little over. The mutter loses mayim rubim b'soch mecham shepino kedei l'avshiren. You have a very, very hot, empty pot. You put a lot of water in it to make it look warm. Why? Da'iz gabra shel tfanos ha-mechamamos levashel kol mashe b'tochon. Zerakim bepoel is chamei mashe besocha. Got to be too hot to touch. Mashen kenim hu beruba v'nisha tzonei eno misbashel. Yeah. I put a lot of cold water into a very, very hot pot. Right. What's he saying? It remains cold, doesn't cook. Says the Heilige Begila Sefer. V'tziru b'zeh kazeh gam ken nechshav she'en kan. The fanas hamachamamos. Why? Kevin shenicha besocho nisha tzona v'lohushba mehem. On the one hand, kesh tahabe machlokos Rav Shmuel beofen kazeh shenafa baser tzone the toch cholav roseach shabeklirishin v'lo hischame mimenu im begal godlo harav oshotziu miad mechalav uva ofen zeh nechleku Rav Shmuel imilo gavot atogava. You have a fourth case. When you're bishul vaday, she ain't a mizbashal. Kibbuv is begemar shabbos. The gabi meicha shepino. The mutlas is tochok ma'im rubin. Then she yivshru. V'nech lekuba rak and have liya la haflit mi gover al mi. Amazing. Megillah says you can put a fourth case. Chavos Das came up with two cases where they need the fanas mitzanos and mechamos. Kibbuv gush and a ladle. The third case according to the mashal, if it's in a kli, it's a kli. In case of cliche, and of course that is mavash and not mavliya, is mavliya not mavash. The fourth case, you pour a lot of water into a very, very hot empty pot. So we say, if it's not yatsa lettuce bow, so we reach the level of it's not gonna. It has no defanas mechavos, but it's also no mitzanos. Kind of fourth case, very nice. So the fourth case. So we have four cases. Very nice four cases. Oh. Again, he's assuming on both sides. Number one, what's he assuming? That Bishul and Bliya are not the same. Number two, he's assuming it's Bliya less than Yatzel Lettuce Bow, which we said those two really go together. I want to make the following suggestion. But this you have to open your Gemara Pesachim. Pull out that piece of paper with you. You know what? You don't have it? Open the riff. You don't have the paper, you look at the roof. I have my own chiddush over here. You may think I'm crazy, but I'm going to stick with it for the moment so you can disprove it. But both say open to the roof, you all have it. Or the Gemara Pesachim. Take your choice. What's bothering? Because the top one over here. Shere dibru al basat sonein, shenafel asochol av roseach. What's the case? When hot goes into cold, Rabosai, that's okay. If it gets flying in the air,
the hot walls or cold walls. When cold walls are the hot, what's the case? Much harder to construct the case. He's assuming, Rabbi Osai, cold walls are the hot, machlokas ilogover tatogover, right? Obviously, right? Can I suggest something radical? Wrong. There's no machlokas Rav and Shmuel in that case. What? Am I going against the Mefarish and Gemara? Take a look. Look inside. Pesachim daf ayin vav. The riff, if you have it here, either kuf chaf aleph in the new print or mem aleph and beis in the old print. Let's go together. Tane kavase de Shmuel. In my print is about the 8th line in kuf chaf aleph. Cham eto cham osur. This is no proof. This is talking about could be solids for all we know. Second brisa. Tanidach, halfway on the narrow lines here. The page kuf chaf aleph on the riff. Basar, here we have it. Basar roseach shenafel to cholav roseach. Cholav by definition, for gentlemen, is liquid. V'chein tzonen is tocham osur. Cham to tzonen v'chein tzonen to tzonen mediach. Okay, this is Tanya Kavasi to whom? Shmuel. That indicates on a simple level that Rav denies it. Rav would say what? Opposite of the Brisa. What would Rav say? Rav would say the what? Chamatok Tzonein. Rav would say what? Rav would say Osir. And Tzonein to Cham. Rav would say what? Mutta. It's Pashup Shat. Who said? I want to claim, Rabbi Osei, a Chiddush Neira. Rav agrees to the first half of the Braisa. Rav agrees, Tzon and Tocham is Osir. And Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel is a Sefer of Cham and Tzonein. That's where Rav disagrees. Wow. This is radical. You can't disprove me? I'm going to stick with it. We already saw the Chazon Ish made distinction between Rav and Shmuel, which way they're going. And we said that? So, this comes up a similar piece of logic. Maybe. I think the Ran sounds that way. Why does the Ran sound that way? Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. Right? What is Tanya Kavase de Shmuel? What? Did he say Tzon and Tocham? No! Ika Chosim and a Sefer called it a standard shot. Look at the Ran, right here, it's in front of your nose. Didn't we saw this maybe yesterday in Shir? Didn't we read this yesterday in Shir? Did we read the Ra'ah yesterday in Shir? Am I right or wrong? Did we read this whole thing? Look at the Ran, it's in bold, it's in our print, it's bolded in Kuf Chaf Aleph. It's the next to the last line of that paragraph. Cham etzol tonen mediach mishum netato gavar abosai. The raya from the seifa. There's no raya from the resha. The resha Rav would agree. Whoa! This knocks off the very powerful kasha that the Megillah Sefer is asking. Wow! Chiddush. Now, you with me so far? I think that's a very big chiddush I just told you. I'm not sure it's true, but if you can't disprove me, I think it's a little right from the run that I'm telling the truth, and the answer is this kasha. But now it comes up with the following. V'nei b'gemar p'sachim dona val karmen pesach shep Sokol b'shemesh al tshuva. V'kishu dinzeh l'machlokas Rav Shmuel. Av sheborur shashemen amuot mischamem erkom en pesach u'may shno meklivishin ha'gover. Yeah. Why is that a klivishin? V'tzorach loma shebesar tzli ha'omeid al Ho'esh, l'lo kli, it's on directly on the fire with no intervening bottom of a pot. Eino nechshav kikli rishon sheyesh lo defanos hamachamamos. Detivo sheholech umitztane bemehirus. Vedino kikol dovar sheein lo defanos hamachamamos. The title of Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Whoa, is that a chiddush? He's saying that only if there are hot walls is it considered to be ala esh. But if it was a piece of paschal lamb, which is mamish on the fire, it does not tefanos mechamamos. I don't think that's true. I think it's talking about a case where he took the Korban Pesach off the fire. Off the fire. And that's what he meant. I don't think it's on the fire proper. How can you say such a thing? I don't know. This concludes Rabosai, the Megillah Sefer's analysis of this significant matter, save for one point. Yes, I'm listening.
Just a very skittish then.
Are we talking about a solid into a liquid? I'm only discussing a solid into a liquid. That's the case that we're describing over here. Because that's what Gemara is talking about. Gemara is talking about into cholov cham. If it wouldn't be cholov cham, it would be a solid cham. I'm not sure. You're right. Rashi says Meferish that way in that case. You hear me saying?
Right.
Maybe. You're coming out the size a little bit, but maybe if it's liquid, hot, maybe with no machlokas. Before we go further, Rabbi Osai, okay. He's giving me the whole story, Chaim Machamas, but. Okay. Iroi, Gush, Matzeket. Right? Kol HaTziyurim Shebegemara Shabbos Lo Dibra Aleihem. The Gemara, here's his answer. How did this whole Megillah Sefer start off? Hakam Shabbos Membeis ever mentioned Tatoi Lo? No, the answer is it's not discussing cases of no defanos mechamamos and no defanos mekaros. There are only a select number of cases. Gush, ladles, plishenis, on the fire, whatever you want to call it. The Gemara is not discussing any of those cases. That's why it's not mentioned over there. So that's why it's not mentioned. That's all. Klirishin, Shomer Aleishin, Klisheni, Ein Mokon, Lamachlokos, Rabbi Shmuel, in Bishul, B'Shabbos. Only for Blias. Okay? So all the Kashmir and Old Salaf are all answered. And that's what he said. That's Pshat in the Toast, not Membe. You never give a Pshat. Ulai Zoe Kavanas Toast Membe, Zamanav Shakosu. Shadin Bitsone, the Tochamin, Osu, the Chamin, the Tochsona Mutter, Ulukhulyama, the Bola Fukimi Pirish Rashi. Shatola Din Zabadini Tato Govar. Toast says, no. Comes the Bishop of Shabbos, nothing to do with Tato Govar. To be open, Shachamin Merubin, Vatona Muatin, Mas Arvin Behem. Doesn't get hot. He holds it still clear against what I said at the beginning, but there's no bishul ad kan what he says. Okay. Now I have to say one thing. The I'm trying to put this in a proper perspective. What do we get to first? The remainder of this piece, which is critical, all has to do with the bottom Tosfos on Psachim Ayin Vav Amud Aleph that I asked you to see. I don't want to start that now because it's only another few minutes. Let's therefore, if I can, we should start that now to get a head start for tomorrow. You know what? Let's talk to start that now. This we'll have a head start for tomorrow. Not if you haven't seen Atosis yet, and then we'll proceed differently. I think it'd be better. Okay, let's read. Pick up from. Hold on. His boy be osa kodemis titzon the tocham the tato govar for osro v'du begam beopen shatzon and uro rav acham amuot. Then bekoach atato lechame mesaylo, right? That's what he says. That's his shita. Even though it doesn't get hot, it still absorbs. And the base smears is the same thing. And the chavas das is the same thing. This we saw already. Oh, this we saw. It's chazara from last week. We did this already. What's wrong with the Marshal? What did Marshal say? Klisheni, ain lo koch levashel, isha koch lehaflit lehavliya lehaflit. We'll come to that a little bit later. So the Kuz HaKesef is, tato gomar, the klitzona gomar lehavu mitzanano. Right? How can that be? What's the answer? No. Tato gomar only with respect to the tato. But it itself has a din of cham with respect to something else. Then he answers the kash, the cham is das. Fine. What's cool? Madu abesok abeshemet shel truma minu begemara demilo govar. It's only not more than a kedei klipa. After a short time, the shem is mischame, should be like kli sheni, which has a koach lavdia bekulo. He wants to say the mashal only said what he said. Tuam shischame mu al eish ve'aviro some of the kli sheni. Hear what's going on, a chiddush. If it was on the fire and now I put it down in the klisheni, then it will cause bli according to the marshal. It was never a klirishin than that. So therefore, kederish hisiru mi'aish v'nichu al kol of tzone, you put it down on cold milk. V'vua b'ramot tadibay zayin takdera neseres v'akadei klipa haynu afilu b'ofen shachol of muot. Hamuad is chamein, even according to the Marshal, because this milk never was on the fire. Never. Marshal says, Dov Gush is Kli Rishon. Okay. Da-da-da. The Milchas Yaakov we saw only Lavliya, not to cook. That we already saw in the Chavas Das. Avala, oh, shh. That's my stage whisper from before. Here it comes out. Avalam Ogan Avram, Shin Yud Ches Mem Hei, Nokat Yesh Lezegam Koch Levashil. Also the Shabbos Latuch Dov Agush, Veshemen Veshem Dov Shadvram Veshemen Vushalim. Mr. Brook quotes this Ogan Avram. Why? You know why? Because he equates Bishul with Blia. If it could be Blia, Marshal, it can also do Bishul. He has a whole defines Machamimos, defines Machamimos. He wants to bring a riot to the Mogan Avram. She ain't sorok le bishul tfanas and machamamos. I bring a riot. She be gemar be psochem amru. The mandame ilo govar. Watch this. Af im acheres tzonenes. Also rotev umartach le lecheres. Vahodo cheres umartach le rotev. Hav le tzimach azavarach. Umuchach. The acheres yesh le koach. Levashel es a rotev. Av shelo omdo klal al hoesh. El rakis chamamah midaba sh'omer aloesh. Kavachomu ledaba gush sh'omer dikdeira shoris aloesh. You see, klar mafush gemara. Now what? That even though it's a daba gush can only cause bliya, can also cause bishul. Yesh litchos. The bepesach gamem nitzta kolduhu machos daba rakher nesar. The gam daba sh'chamam aloesh yesh lekoch lasas bishul kolduhu. Avel gami bishul shabbos. Sarach shiel is that koach levashel bishul gomur shechemach shiro lachila v'zei efshar hold fast in mechamos. So it can make create a little bishul, but it can't make a complete bishul, and therefore it would be it's also in Pesach, but not also in Shabbos. Fine. Good. Narabosai is the beginning. What I wanted to talk about, and we'll come back to it tomorrow. We're just get a head start. Siv kot mches. Watch this now. Da'as hashach simen kufei siv kot nei
שגם איווי שנפסק הכילוח יש לו כוח להבליע ולהפלט כדי קליפה פסוחים פוסם השיח שנופל לחוף צונן לצורך לקלוף עד המקלי בולה אבל לגבי בישול רק איווי שלא נפסק מבשק כדי קליפה וזה רייף נרמו סמכס יוד גבי מליגס תרנגול זה לא יסתי אנטויסס The rak be'iwish shalom nifsak kolei. Masha enke be'iwish nifsak. Fine? Fine? As a matter of fact, the Yadu doesn't like it. He thinks iwish nifsak is also chamim avashal. I mean, come on, Rabosai. It's Hobo Atalia. I like the Yadu. Everything's Hobo Atalia. If there's bleed, it's bishul. So where did Ramo get it from? Kamosha kasavnu. Ramo nokat came is svarim. The Lebishul Tzorach Tfanas HaMechamamos L'chein Davka Iwi Shlo Nifsak Sheyesh Lo Kesher Tfanas HaMechamamos Yesh Lo Gam Koach Levash Vash Enkei B'Iwi Shlo Nifsak Av Shadayin Dino Kekli Rishin Ho Velo Noch B'Tfanas HaMetzananos Koma Gom Poka Mimen Koach HaBishul Ho Velo Koach Lo Tfanas HaMechamamos It's just sort of flying in the air. It's neither here nor there. Fine? So far you with me so far? That's not gonna wrong. Shadova Gush Mavashel Lamros Shekfoyotze Bitfanas Hamachamos. That's Mishabur passes that way. Lach Lachumra, anyway. Nira, catch this now. Do Adin Dova Gush Hanofel Al Tato Tzone Yivashlenu Gede Klipa? You hear what's going on? You have a Dova Gush falls into cold food to cook the cold food. Uve Emes Zoe Das Mogana Rom Shinuches Lamre. Did anybody look it up? Somebody showed it to me today in Beis Medrash. You looked it up? Look at the Machta Shekel?
A little bit.
All right, it's a little bit long. Okay? But if you have a chance for tomorrow, if you saw, you'll see what he says. We'll see soon. Hold on. She'ol selitein boser roseach letov rotev tzonen the mevashel me'arotev gnei klipa and the Mishnah Berurah passes this way. Bilei ploim! You can't put a piece of hot meat into cold soup. Because the meat and the cook of kalimah was in the soup. The Chavos Das couldn't believe it. We saw this last week in Chavos Das, at the very end of Sukkot Nei. Very end. What's the Magen Avraham? Tvarim Eli Yutoknu says the Heilige Megillah Sefer. Gamadas Hasovim, the Dova Gush, Hamunach Beklisheni, Beklisheni. Doesn't depend upon that. You know why? That's only after it landed. But here, as it lands, psh, imagine. Take the meat and go, psh, it splashes right into the cold soup as it's landing. After it lands, Avo Kozman Shuba Avir Adayin Dino Kekli Rishin Umevash Letatok Kedei Klipa. Look at that. This is the Magen Avraham. We sing some. We saw this already. We saw this in the Chavos Das, and the other Magen Avraham we just saw. Argues with the Minchas Yaakov the Chavos Das quotes. We've accumulated a lot of more information, Rabosai. We haven't done much with the information yet. Tomorrow, we have a lot still to do in the sugya. Tomorrow, what I would like to do is first try to finish up this piece in Megillah Sefer. Let's look it up and get ahead. So almost done. From the Ches and entered Yud. We're halfway through Ches. And then analyze further all those matters we spoke about, including the teretz we're going to try to give to the answer to the Rabban. Hashanah Ravan should be against the Gemara. Okay, believe that tomorrow.